This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, this Veterans Day edition, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the speed of the internet. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. A big, special thank you to all of you. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, and in particular this morning, I want to identify the snowplow drivers that are going to be working real hard from Colorado up into Nebraska, Wyoming east, across Nebraska, across Iowa, down into Missouri, down into Illinois, up into Wisconsin, across into Indiana, Michigan, over in Ohio, and the lake effect snow machine all the way across from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way around the lake up to the Canadian border north of Watertown, and I-90 all the way across to Utica, New York right now. And that system is moving to the east, so you know, you guys, you get a special shout-out. I know it's going to be a rough 48 hours for you. And, of course, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote an article, Will the Investigations Include the Unmasking Scandal? And to that I say, I hope so.
Yeah, that's in all of these investigations, we had a little bit of headlines for a little while about unmasking.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it just sort of went away.
Yep.
And I guess the bigger question is, why did it go away? Because we're investigating the investigators, and we're investigating, you know, we're waiting on the IG report. We're waiting on John Durham. We're waiting on this, and we're waiting on that. But
yep.
Let's kind of go back here a little bit. Because remember, you know, Trump comes out and says, oh, my God, you know, they're spying on me. And then there was the big brouhaha where Attorney General Barr was sitting before Congress, and he had said that he thought that the previous administration was spying on the Trump campaign. And then there was a big big debate about spying. You know, that's a very hyperbolic term. Maybe it was just surveillance. Well, like, what's the difference? Well, I argue that it was not only just surveillance, but it was spying. It was, and they had moles. So let's kind of go back a little bit, because one of the first places that I think the Obama administration began the process is the Obama White House requested to have the names of everybody that was on Trump's transition team.
Yep.
The question is why? And then did they get it? Well, yeah, they did, because let's not forget that I think the Obama White House tapped the Washington Post on the shoulder and said, hey, do an interview with Trump and find out who his foreign advisors are going to be. Well, he listed at least three: Waleed Theris, Joe Schmitz, and Carter Page.
Yep.
Okay, well, Carter Page ended up being at the heart of the FISA application, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then who's Joe Schmitz? Well, Joe Schmitz was a former defense official, and he was a top executive at Blackwater. So that probably raised a few eyebrows. And then we remember that there was a big scandal that Eric Prince went to the Seychelles and had a secret meeting with Kirill Dmitriev, who was one of Putin's money men.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So now they're getting the list. Okay, and then we have the unmasking thing that Susan Rice said. Remember she, you know, right after inauguration, she put an entry into her, or sent an email to herself, and she said, we did things by the book?
Yep.
Well,
whose book?
She requested hers. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
But then we found out that there was all this unmasking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is doing, you know, to find out what and from whom and how? Yeah, and then we find out that the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, had requesting unmasking. Do you have any idea how many she requested?
Probably a bunch.
260.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, why would she want to do that? Well, she later denied that in testimony. She said, I didn't do it. Somebody else did it in my name. Well, why is that? That's an open sore here. We don't have the, we don't know if what she said was true.
Okay.
And if it was true.
Who was her boss?
Then, well, she reported, the United Nations ambassadors reported to the State Department, which would put her under John Kerry.
There you go. That's where I'd look. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other interesting thing. We hear about this whistleblower. Her, his name is out there all over the place now, Eric Shermella. Okay?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. There's at least two others, and that's Abigail Grace and Sean Nisko.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Abigail Grace was sitting on the White House National Security Council. She left, and who hired her? Got a hint on who hired her?
No.
Adam Schiff.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
You see where this is going?
Yeah.
Now, this all came out last February. I would say if you start putting some things together here, all of this was right out there in front of us, and we weren't connecting the dots. So I'm helping, you know, the readers, the listeners, to connect some of these dots here, which is really, Barr was right. It was fun, wasn't it?
Sounds like it to me. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Nikki Haley, there's a brouhaha going on about what she had to say over the weekend. We'll get to all that and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at the USCCA. And by the way, met some guys that had joined the USCCA and told me that they joined because of me, and I appreciate that. Concealed carry. And by the way, there are some churches in the Tampa Bay area. I really love this one where it says, concealed carrier permit holders are welcome at this church. How about that? I was in one on Sunday morning early on, but anyway, it is what it is. So check out the USCCA membership, see what the privileges are that they have there, and defending your life should not cost you everything you own either. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for joining either the A, B, or C membership list. There's three different levels of membership depending on what you feel that you can afford. And also, when you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo that's right there in the right tab, you'll have an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. Now, you can win that gun every day. If you want to go back over and over and over again and sign up to win it, you can do it. It's just that simple. So there you go. USCCA logo link, right side tab of the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All righty, Denise Simon, Founders Code, is with us. And first of all, Denise, good morning to George, the Godfather, and thank you for your service too there, George, my friend, and for the things that you did. We appreciate you and Bikers for 45. That's the group that he is now with. Now, we've got a question from Eric. Our Marine in Seminole. You ready?
All right.
Why then is Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, blocking the release of the Senate Intelligence Committee report chaired by Republican Senator Richard Burr?
For the same reason that they have denied the Republicans' request, witness list request. I mean, it's kind of a it kind of answers itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're not going to, the Democrats are not going to play fair. And we've just seen they're not
playing fair.
Yep.
And while we're not good with that, I almost am good with it. I almost am good with this whole impeachment inquiry because we are seeing the far-reaching distances that the Democrats are going to go in this charade. So it's kind of like we learned all their nefarious activities and who they mobilized to go against Brett Kavanaugh and all those false allegations against Kavanaugh. So we're having the same thing again.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm almost saying this is who we are, and this is how corrupt we are, so don't vote for us.
Now, we've got Baghammon Bob on the phone here. Let me go over to him. Good morning there, Baghammon Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Denise. Quick question for you. What is the strongest possible action Trump could take against California for them not complying with federal law and also as a possibility of their the disease possibility of the way their cities are? In other words, it seems to me like they're just being competent out there, and I just don't know what he could do as a state. You know what I'm saying? What he could do. That's all I want to know.
Bye. All right. Well, you first, Denise, because I know what he could do, but you go ahead.
One thing that I would do would be to stop all the money, federal money, going into California under the block grants and all these other kinds of programs, like the Community and Reinvestment Acts, because they're supposed to comply with certain stipulations in order to get that money, and they're obviously not complying. So those that are in non-compliance, and locations that are not in compliance, I would stop their money. Then it would take in the court. Okay, fine. That's exactly where we need to go so we can prove in court that these cities and lots of them and states are not in compliance in order to get these federal dollars. So, you cut off the lifeline.
That's exactly where I was going to go. Stop the money.
Yep.
Now it'll make it tough for some of these forest fires they've had and all that, but hey, maybe the people will rise up and say, "Whoa, wait a minute, how come this happened?"
Well,
just saying.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well let's cut to the chase here because we got a big story in the making right here that's become big over the weekend. Now the former UN ambassador Nikki Haley has come out and said that the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and the former, he was first Department of Homeland Security Secretary, I thought he did a bang-up job there, General Kelly, and then wound up becoming the White House Chief of Staff, were secretly trying to undermine President Trump. She came out and she said that.
Well, they said that they were resisting Trump. I didn't hear the interview, but they, in a conversation with her, they told her that. I don't know whether they told her as a warning or to ask her to kind of come into the fold, too. We have to necessarily have context. Now, I don't believe that they were full-blown resisting their boss, Trump, but there were obviously some things that they were resisting or they had some real issues with. And she, I think, politely told them, hey, if this is the case, then you need to go have a one-on-one conversation with Trump and say, these are the things that we have some issues with, instead of letting it fester between the two of them. But she called them both out.
Well, in the case of Tillerson, I think it had to do with people of the deep state that were still in there advising him because he kept a lot. And again, I don't know why they did this. He kept a bunch of his advisors from the Kerry Secretary of State group in there.
Well, he didn't know enough. You know, he's never been a diplomat. He came from the oil business.
Sure.
So he didn't know enough about deep state, I would say, when he got to the State Department. And I think that the good part of his time early on, and I'm not defending him, but I'm trying to say here is there probably should have been some real cautionary discussions that the White House had with Tillerson.
Right.
And said, when you get in there, these are the things that we have some issues with.
I'd like for you to build your team, and these are some of the people that I think that you need to have on your team, and then these are some of the people that we think that you need to watch out for.
And when it comes to General John Kelly, I think he did an excellent job with the Department of Homeland Security. I wish he would have stayed there. He would have really done an even better job had he been allowed to stay there. But for some reason, he got talked into the White House Chief of Staff position, and they don't like, those civilians don't like a military guy coming in there, especially a four-star general, barking a bunch of orders because that's what they've been used to doing. Yes, sir, no excuse, sir. Those civilians don't understand that, and he had problems there with that, too.
Well, let's understand that when Kelly first got to the White House, that was the heart of, I think, when all the White House leaks were happening. Remember that one?
I do.
They were happening like twice a day at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I just referred to, you know, the unmaskings and the people that were in that White House. And I'm not going to let people like Abigail Grace go unnamed, because I think that she was necessarily part of it, which is one of the reasons that I think Adam Schiff hired her.
Yep, and our whistleblower that we mentioned earlier, whose name we won't mention because it's anywhere you want to go look for it, our whistleblower was sent back to the CIA at that time by who?
I don't know that he was actually sent back to the CIA. I think he went to some other kind of national security think group kind of thing.
Well, he went to he wound up back at the CIA, but it was Kelly that had something to do with that.
Okay,
that's what I'm being told. You'll find out. I know when you do it. Check him.
Yep. I don't know how that one fell out.
Well, let's talk about something for a minute. Remember that NSA Lieutenant Colonel Lieutenant Colonel Vindman?
Sure.
He is being cycled out of the White House back into the general military. And there's a rumor circulating that there may be a UCMJ investigation coming up about him for a little thing called insubordination. Don't know for sure or not, but it's out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that are just kind of chatting about that one. Mm-hmm. But remember, too, that Esper has already told this White House, leave the Pentagon out of all of this. We don't want to be involved in any of this. If you want documents, you know, we'll hand them over. But as far as comments or activities or, you know, consequences at this point, we're going to stay out of it.
Yep.
They're trying to remain as neutral as they possibly can.
Last thing, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says ISIS is still in Syria. The United States mission remains unchanged.
Health are also in Iraq, too.
That's correct. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different things she has to offer. We're going to take another look at our military and veterans news, and when we come back, more for you on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings. Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment. We're going to have a special highlight towards the end of it here, because there's not a lot of veterans news today, and I do want to dedicate today to all the veterans and all the active duty military. But the National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other right here in Clearwater, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, if you want the opportunity to start out making $50,000 or $60,000 a year or more in your first year, you got to go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Find out what it's about to become a certified aviation maintenance tech and enjoy the wealth that you will have, plus the job security you'll have, because airplanes still have to be fixed by hand by a mechanic. And it's not just the propellers or the jet engines. There's a lot more goes into the aircraft these days. That's why they're called certified aviation maintenance tech. So go to naa.edu, ask them to take the tour, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, you may see in the United States Army some gray berets showing up in some of the special operations groups that are out there. Because psychological operations soldiers working under Army Special Operations Command may soon be adorned by a new piece of headgear, but nothing yet's been finalized. They may be wearing a gray beret. You heard me right. The PSYOPs people may be wearing gray berets to identify them. Now, also, Army leaders are weighing the option of expanding the junior ROTC program in high schools. Once again, one of the Army's biggest strategic challenges over the next few decades will be continuing to staff its all-volunteer force and the shrinking population of capable and interested youth. But high school junior ROTC units could be part of the solution. And wherever I've seen them, wherever they've been, they not only thrive, but they put out a much better qualified student and one that pays attention to their surroundings, I might add, than the civilians that are out there that don't get involved in it, that just like walk around with their head stuck in a cloud. Now, that's my way of describing it, and you'll just have to go with that one, I guess. But let's also talk about the Army and the fact that they're ahead of their recruitment numbers this year with a month to go, all of November and all of December. And they're kind of cruising right now. They're kind of in cruise mode. But I don't think they'll be that way for long because, you know, during the holidays, sometimes a lot of people, they decide that it's time for them to become a member of the armed forces, and they do that. That's a lot of that's done under the delayed enlistment program. By the way, want to join the Army? The head of the Army Recruiting Command said that the service should keep a $40,000 bonus in place to attract recruits who sign up for a six-year hitch in the infantry in an effort to reduce the shortfall of grunts for the fiscal year 2020. 40 grand if you want to sign up for 6 years. Is it worth it? Well, if I was starting over again, it would be. It'd be a no-brainer to me. Plus, you know you're going to get your college, and if you got out of the military after 6 years, you know that you're also going to get a lot of other things, too. By the way, the officer who commanded the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald during that fatal 2017 collision will not go before a Navy board inquiry. After all, it was determined that he was not at fault for what happened. If you remember right, he was asleep in his bunk, so how would he know? And he got injured because when he got hit, it hit his area and they had to literally cut him out of where he was at. Also, the USS Harry S. Truman and their escorts are now supporting the carrier Lincoln on an extended deployment because the only carrier that's over there that remains on station in the Persian Gulf is the USS Abraham Lincoln, as the Harry S. Truman came back to port but left their escorts behind. It is interesting. Also, don't forget that this day today, Veterans Day, a lot of places around, if you're wearing your military garb, especially restaurants, if you're out on the highway, you'll be able to get different free meals or highly discounted meals or free desserts or whatever. Now, if you locally, the Mission Barbecues all over the area are giving veterans a free lunch. Remember, every day at noon, they play the national anthem. And today will be no exception. I personally today will be at Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue. And I'll be there from 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. is what they're telling me. So stop by. They'll be providing free food for the veterans and camaraderie. And if you want to take a look and take a test drive and buy a vehicle, well, guess what? Got all of that going, too. Plus, they got some tremendous discounts going right now. Everybody gets employee pricing right now until the end of the year. And if you tell me Captain sent you, you get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, so that's an extra $500. Plus, if you refer a veteran, if you personally refer a veteran and they come in there and buy a vehicle and they mention your name, you'll get $200 referral money. It's all good. It's all good at Moss Nissan. So check them out. Now, here's something special that I've saved for right now. Eric sent me this.
And he thought it might be a great day to play this. I know Ms. Rosemary will agree when she hears it. But this is a classic for the day.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, and today, if you want to come on by to Moss Nissan up there at 11001 North Florida Avenue between Bush and Fowler, I'll be right there at their dealership from about 11-ish to about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And join me, Veterans Day, a lot of different things going on there. Come on out and find out what it means to you serve, you save, and see what it really means. And, oh, by the way, the Moss family has also opened up a new Acura dealership right next door to their new Nissan location right there at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Now, there'll be food there. There'll be many other veterans there. There'll be some other surprises going on, too. So stop by and see what's going on. We'd be happy to see you. Moss Nissan, 11001 North Florida, between Bush and Fowler, right there, just below the corner. Almost on the corner. All right, back to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What does Veterans Day mean to you, my friend?
Oh, wow. It's an interesting question to ask. You know, obviously, it's a day that I go and I try to, because I have kids, I try to explain to them the importance of honoring our veterans and take a good, basically kind of give you a pause, take a good look around you to see how lucky we have it here. And all of this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for our veterans, which, for the myriad of different cases throughout our entire history have kept us safe here in this country and has allowed us to live these prosperous lives.
Yeah, and just think about World War II for a second, because the Greatest Generation, they're dying off all around us, and pretty soon there won't be anybody left from the Greatest Generation. But those guys and those gals that served during World War II, if they hadn't gone to arms and hadn't taken on the world's scourge, and that was a true axis of evil, Germany and Japan and Italy, and of course at one time Russia was a part of it. If they hadn't gone to war against those people, we might have all been speaking a different language right now and saluting or bowing down to a different flag or maybe honoring an emperor.
Well, the world will most certainly be a very different place, that's for sure. I mean, it'd look a lot different than it does today.
Yep.
So there without a doubt about that.
Yep. Now, the president is coming up your way today. He'll be in New York City. We understand there'll be 25,000 people participating in the big parade, millions on the street, as we understand. The president will be there as they pass in review by where he'll be located at. That means a lot to New York City, in my humble opinion.
Well, it's a big parade. It's a nice one. So it starts off with Madison Square Park. I think the president's going to start off there, and it's pretty much an all-day affair, so it's something.
They go down Fifth Avenue, don't they? Go down Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, they do. So if it's something that you've never seen before and you're in and around the area, I would suggest doing.
Yeah, most so. And anybody up there, and by the way, they'll have people coming from the surrounding state areas too. So there you go. Now we usually talk about
just don't drive. Use public transportation because the traffic's going
to
be crazy.
Oh, that's one day. Absolutely to do that. That's one day definitely you don't want to do that. And by the way, did you hear Senator John Kennedy, Republican in Louisiana, the comment he made the other night at the rally in Monroe, Louisiana?
No, I don't know what you're referring to. I'm sorry.
Doubling down on stupid? He said, he said, respectfully speaking, I don't know how these people could be so dumb. Talking about the Democrats and all the nonsense that they've been pulling, but he doubled down on it over the weekend, which to me is a good deal. By the way, we both interviewed John Bolton when he was here in Tampa, I believe at the Republican convention back a few years ago, right?
Yeah, it was 2012.
Now, did you hear that he just got a book deal and got $2 million up front for the book deal?
No, but that's kind of par for the course, though.
Mm-hmm. You're not surprised to hear that, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, the other thing we heard yesterday, and today is Veterans Day, so I'm going to mention it strictly because of that, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, said that ISIS is still in Syria and the U.S. mission remains the same. But actually, ISIS has, in fact, moved over into a large portion not very far away from Mosul in Iraq in a very desolate area.
Listen, I mean, ISIS, you know, how many? You know, how are they constituted? There's ISIS in Europe. There's ISIS here in the United States. There's bad people from this organization everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have to continue to try to use, in my opinion, use technology. Do a way to find how they move money from place to place to try to, you know, seek these people out, try to thwart their various different attacks so they don't really reconstitute like they did before. But they're most certainly nowhere near where they were when President Trump took office.
No, and by the way, we're speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Now, the other thing is, folks, and we definitely know we have a problem on the border. A lot of people are going, why can't we just wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them out? Well, there's reasons for that, but what do you think we ought to do with the drug cartels operating along the border?
Well, we can do. I mean, on our side of the border, we can. We can't go invading Mexico.
No.
It's just not a good idea. If you want to talk about the Mexican people being galvanized against us and getting really, really upset when we're going inside of foreign territory, we can't do it. The drug cartels are there. You know, I've been talking about this, and I hate bringing up reality, people, because we're just doing way too many drugs here in this country. It is, you know, they estimate it's $150 billion market in the United States every single year, and I think that that's a really low estimate. We're going to have to start dealing with going back to the campaigns where drugs are a bad thing and working on drug treatment here in the United States to try to get people off drugs. drugs. If we stop doing drugs, there's not going to be any drug cartels because they're not going to have anybody to sell to.
Yeah, very true. And the other thing is that when you talk about drugs and this, that, and the other, and whatnot, that group of Mormons that was killed, the three women and the six children, they have now moved, we've been told, out of Mexico altogether. They finally just decided to leave. I don't know where they're going to go because they're polygamists, and that polygamy is not legal in the United States, to my knowledge. But supposedly they've moved closer to the border, or maybe back into Arizona or New Mexico.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that and what their you know what their, I didn't realize that there was it was a polygamy thing that they had going on down there. What I read this morning was that the father is moving back to the United States. Mm-hmm. The only thing I mean, that's the only thing that I heard is that they're moving back to the United States. Listen, I don't know how, and again, I don't like saying this, but you know that's a really dangerous area.
Yeah,
and Matt, would you take your kids down there?
Of course not.
Okay, I don't.
I wouldn't take the military down there unless I was fully armed and ready to go.
Yeah, you that area of the world, for crying out loud, the cartels overran the Mexican military. The police officer who arrested El Chapo's son was gunned down with 150 bullets last week.
Right, you're right.
You're in a very, very dangerous part of the world, and you're putting your life in your hands by going down there. I don't understand why people would even go there.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, did you hear about the Iranian oil field that was found in Iran with 50 billion barrels of oil in it?
50 billion? Oh,
yep.
They found a new
field? They did.
For this is in Iran?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, Iran's got to be thrilled. So
it's in the country south.
Now, maybe they should... Maybe we should look to coming to the table and get some sort of deal done so they can start actually selling the stuff again.
No kidding. No kidding. And we'll see how soon it takes to do that. By the way, Iranians have started up a key step in a second nuclear plant, which they say is for power.
Is that the – I know that they started – they said they were going to be injecting, what was it, gas into some of the centrifuges that were the – the sites that we folded on that. Barack Obama wanted them to shut that thing down, and right. We folded on that, and they didn't let them do that. Is that the same plant you're talking
about?
That
is the same one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I mean, again, and the Europeans, I think, are none too thrilled about this either, so maybe this will push them to kind of, force their hand with the Iranians as well and up the sanctions.
And then finally, the president says that he hasn't agreed yet to the China tariff rollback. He's still determining what he wants to do. What do you think is going to happen there? Are they actually going to roll back the tariffs on China?
We shall see. I believe it or not, Matt, I don't know if you saw this. We were talking about drugs a little bit earlier. China just executed a bunch of fentanyl dealers. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
I think that, believe it or not, has something to do with the trade war. Donald Trump is very much an anti-drug guy, and I think he wanted China to start cracking down on those guys. So maybe.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
You got it.
All righty. It's going to get chilly up there where he's at over the next several days, and parts of the Northeast and the Central Plains are going to see temperatures down in the single digits over the next couple of nights and days. I'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour. Frank Silvato coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.